top, to the top, to the top. We sing again, oh Lord my God. Put your hands up and just say, I trust you, Lord.
I trust in you.
For you are my God.
You are my God.
We surrender all to him. Oh, Lord, my God, I trust.
Oh, Lord, my God.
The creator of all things, I trust in you.
I trust in you.
For you know all things. You see all things.
I trust
Hallelujah.
In you.
Oh, yes, God. We trust in you, Lord. Hallelujah.
You are my hey. God.
Yes, Lord. For there is nothing.
There is nothing you cannot do.
Hey, and lift no mountain.
There's no mountain you cannot move.
I trust.
It's good to see you all, and having a good day out there, so, and you made it to church, so praise the Lord. All right, well, let us pray and send apostles' greetings to us. Heavenly Father, we thank you for tonight. We thank you, Almighty God, that you are our God. You are our Father. We honor and hallow your name. Be magnified and glorified forevermore. Thank you, O God, for giving us a beautiful day. Thank you, God, for taking care of us. Thank you, God, for families, friends, business places, workplaces that you have provided. We give you praise. Sanctuary where we can come and seek your face, we give you praise. Thank you, God, for all that you do for us. We bless you, and we thank you, and we appreciate you. Thank you for the breath of life, that we are healthy, that we are strong, that we are able to say praise the Lord. Can somebody say praise the Lord? Can somebody say Jesus is Lord? Where the Bible says nobody can say that except by his Spirit. So Holy Spirit, we thank you for touching our tongues, our heart, that we can call the name of the Lord. We just bless your holy name. Tonight, be with us in the service. Touch our lives, transform us. Let us not remain in a place of stagnancy, but move in the things of the Spirit. Let us move from glory to glory. Bless your holy name. Bless those who are watching online. Bless those who are in the sanctuary. And bless those who are not saved. May they get to know you. May they surrender their lives to you. And know that God, you are real. And there we have an encounter with you and have a relationship with you. And know that God is truly good. And there is nothing he cannot do. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Let your word come with power, grace, favor, and mercy and truth tonight. Bringing healing, deliverance, and wholeness. And those that are sick, we declare them healed, restore, and make whole. In Jesus' name, be with Apostle and strengthen him, refresh him. Thank you for the mighty works you are doing. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. Praise God forevermore. All right. Well, greetings from Apostle. He's in the mission field. Has a full busy schedule. So full. So praise the Lord. Even me, I'm not in the mission field. I'm in the mission here, and my schedule is full too. So I've not had time to eat anything today, but thank God. Praise the Lord for supernatural strength. Praise the Lord. Yesterday, same thing, so we give God praise. It is well, you know, we have a different food we eat. It's called the word of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. All right, are you here for the word of the Lord tonight? Well, I don't know, people come to church for different reasons. If you come, I always say make it count. Engage God and be attentive to him. And he's going to speak to your spirit. His word is life. His word is spirit. Anytime we break the bread of life, we're not talking about ourselves. We're talking about the Lord. He is our bread of life. I don't know what hunger you have tonight. If you are not hungry, say, Lord, make me hungry. Say, I will give those. He will feed those who are hungry. And he will give drink to those who are thirsty. May you be thirsty for the Lord tonight. And may you have a hunger for him. In the name of Jesus. No one can say things are not happening in our world. Our world needs Jesus. There's trouble. There's not one country on earth that you can say there is peace. But the Prince of Peace can be your peace wherever you are. May you invite that Prince of Peace to be your peace tonight. He is our peace. Tonight, we're going to talk about his Bible study. So we'll open your Bible. I hope you came with your Bible. I know you always see it on the screen. But make a habit of having a copy. All right? So let's look at, we're going to talk about not taking thoughts. Jesus says, take no thought. Say what? Take no thought. So we're going to talk about thoughts. Every human being can think. Is there anyone here that doesn't think? Every one of us, we think. The reason we know we can think, we react. If you can't think, you can't react to anything. And you can't act on anything. Every one of us have imagination. We think about things, we see those things. Every one of us can think. But there's a way the Lord wants us to think. The Bible says in Proverbs, I think it's Proverbs 23:7. It says, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. The way you think shows who you are. We don't need to find out who you are. We just look at you and we know what you think. We know what is keeping you. So if you're flourishing, the way you're thinking the thoughts of God. So if you're not flourishing, start thinking the way God thinks. And things will begin to gradually change. It doesn't, you get a miracle, but you need to sustain it. Like you did not grow from a baby stage to an adult overnight. The only person who grew that way, even Adam was never created a baby. He was a full-grown man. Right? But the rest of us, after that, every other person has to be born and you have to grow stage by stage. Even when you go to school, elementary school, you don't start from grade 12. You start from nursery to kindergarten, then grade one and on, right? And you begin to learn things step by step, and they keep on building up one after the other. So also is the word of God. You have to start learning. Little here, little there, little. Before you know it, you are advancing. Say amen. So you got to engage yourself. Praise the Lord. So he said, as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Say, eat and drink, saith he to thee, but his heart is not with thee. Well, there are a lot of people who offer you things. They don't really mean it. They say, yeah, you can have this, but in 5 minutes, they've changed their mind. Because that's the way they think. They just tease us. But God doesn't tease. Whatever God says he's going to do, he's going to do it. I believe in him. Are there believers here tonight? All right, let's go to Matthew 25. Matthew 6, verse 25. Jesus spent a lot of time teaching on thoughts. These are direct words from the Lord. All right, family. So all of you there, help me to preach. No distraction. So we're focusing on the Lord. Yeah, praise the Lord. All right. Well, children can do whatever they're doing. I'm talking to adults, not children. So we don't mind when children, we go in church, you know. But adults, let's help one another. All right? Praise the Lord. Matthew chapter 6. We're going to start reading from verse number 25. Say, Jesus is speaking here. It's not his disciples. It's not a prophet. The Lord himself. Say, therefore, I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body, for what you shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? This is what we all do every day. What are we going to eat? What am I going to put on? I don't have anything. Jesus said, don't spend time on that. Say, take no thought. Is that in your Bible or just mine? Take no thought. You have to train yourself that doesn't become your focus. If you don't train yourself, it becomes a problem. What are we going to eat? Every household, somebody's asking that question. The fridge is full of food. There's food in the freezer. There's food. What are we going to eat? We're so occupied with everything that caters to our flesh. But we don't have a moment to think about the Lord. He's telling us, switch. May the Lord help every one of us. Say, Lord, help me. Help me keep my mind on you. He just said, don't think about it. We go beyond thinking about it. We actually say it. Even your own life, say, don't think about your life. Don't start thinking what's going to happen to me 20 years from now. These are all how we've been trained. We're trained. Make a goal. Make a plan. Next 5 years, this. Next 10 years, that. You begin to plan and plot. All those things, yes, you need that for transactions in the earth realm. But with God, that's not how we deal. Say amen. So this is what we're doing. Say, take no thought. So our thought comes from our mind. And the Bible says we should put our mind on the Lord. And he begins to broadcast his own thought. We need his thought. That's how you have victory, and that's how you have success. If you start thinking about your life, you look at yourself, okay, now I'm 20 years old, now I'm 30 years old, now I'm 40, now I'm 50, and 60, and 70, and then you look and say, I've not accomplished anything, and then you fall into a defeat movie that you are making all by yourself in your mind, and you stay in that realm. Then you become as you think. You begin to think defeat, failure, lack, not successful, and all of that. Yet, God is not thinking all those things about you. God is saying, you are my child. I have great plans for you. He says, I know the plans I have for you. Is that not what he says in Jeremiah? Can you stick that scripture up? We're going to come back to this. I know. He has better thoughts and better plans for every one of our lives. And he's telling us to go back to how he thinks for us. Jeremiah 29, verse 11. He says, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you. So God said, I'm going to think good thoughts for you. Amen? Said the Lord. Who's speaking here? The Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. So my part that I need to dwell on is begin to think about good expecting good things. Did you expect good things today when you woke up from morning till now? So fill your mind with expecting good things. Expect good things going to happen to you, because good things are happening to somebody on earth today. It might as well be me. Say amen. Hallelujah. Say, I'm expecting good things. Yes, why don't you expect good health today? Yes, you were in pain 1 hour ago. Expect that the pain will leave you now. Eh? You were feeling defeated 1 hour ago. Expect victory now. Because that's what God is thinking toward. God is saying, I've made you more than conqueror. I've made you more than a champion. And yet you're saying, I've not won any trophy. Stop thinking Ephraim thought. You will be defeated. Think God thought. Say, God said, I know the thoughts. So it's telling us, you don't take thought about any of these things. I'm thinking for you. And I'm putting things on you. So when we spend our time thinking the things we should not be thinking, they are now eradicating the things God is thinking for us. Because the two cannot stay in the same place. When you think carnally and you think worldly, God's thought cannot be there. So God only wants to be, he doesn't compete. Did you hear what I said? God does not compete. He is not going to be the second person in your life. He's got to be number one. He is the only true God. And he say, I'm already thinking peace. I'm thinking great things. I'm thinking you are healthy. I'm thinking you are blessed. I'm thinking you are wealthy. I'm thinking your family is okay. I'm thinking great things for you. I say, Lord, continue to pour your thoughts over me. Can you pray that for yourself? Lord, continue to pour your thoughts over me. Give him room to occupy that place where negative thoughts and thoughts that don't belong. Some thoughts too, they are not they are defeat thoughts. Somebody doesn't even have to tell you are broke. You say it with your own mouth. We're so broke. We don't have money to pay this bill. Well, yes, Lord, there is a need here. We expect it to be met. Because God is saying he's thinking good thoughts. Thoughts of peace. So that thought of peace says he's speaking blessing. He's speaking great things. These are the things, the blood of Jesus. He's dead and gone, but his blood is still speaking. That's what the word tells us. It says, speaking better things than that of Abel. So the blood is speaking. These are my children. They are protected. They are healthy. No enemy can defeat them. So when you wake up, you say, nothing can defeat me today. I'm going to win. If you go to work and your boss or your co-worker or anyone is troubling you, you take authority. Your thought is not that, oh, I'm going to go work with that devil again today. Well, if you think that way, the devil is waiting for you. And he has cooked a lot of stew that he wants you to eat. Why don't you say, I'm going there today, I am light, and when I go to my workplace, that light is going to transform my work environment. Amen? My work environment is going to work for me, not against me. May the Lord transform our thoughts, that we begin to think in a different dimension. Say amen. You do this for yourself. Nobody can do it for yourself. Every one of us have a mind. So you got to start thinking good things for yourself. Amen? If there are members in your family that die by the time they are 30 or 40 years old, don't start thinking, I don't think I'm going to go past that number. Well, the Bible is full of people who lived a long, healthy life. And the Bible says they are full of life. Moses lived 120, and the Bible says he's still full of life. He still has many more miles to go. It's just that he had to go. Amen? Job lived, they all crossed. Abraham lived, he crossed. So there are many who crossed, and they were healthy. No, they did not die broke, they died blessed, and they blessed their families. So you are not going to die broke. You will die blessed. That's if you choose to die. That's okay. You want to go on vacation early to heaven? That's fine. We've been given the option. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So get out of that mindset, because that thing is building up, and by the time you know it, it's waiting for you. May you cancel all the negative thoughts and negative words you have spoken about your own life. Say, Lord, I cancel every negative thought and every negative words that is contrary to your word in my life. Let only your words and your thoughts be made manifest in my life. Amen. Amen. So our expected end is what? Health, wealth, peace, joy, all the good things. You say that, you confess them with your own mouth. All right, let's get out of there. Go back to Matthew 25, because that's where I want to park. Matthew 25, I think I only did one verse. I keep saying Matthew 25, Matthew 6, verse 25. Matthew chapter 6, verse 25. We read that already. So it says, take no thought. So that's number one, take no thought for your life. So your life is great. Somebody say, my life is great. What you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body what you shall put on, is not life more than meat? Your life is more than meat, and the body more than raiment. So anything that God made, God is saying you are more than all of it. You are more than everything he has created. He created the drink, he created the water, he created the meat, he created the food, the plants, the vegetation, the animals, the sea creature, anything, he made them all. And God said, is your life no more than that? And out of that, we make clothes, out of trees, you know, the products that come out of it, all the clothes you are wearing, they came out of trees. Somebody praise the Lord. Your shoes came out of animals, so they all came from things. Plants and animals, they are there to take care of us. Hallelujah. So God say you are more than them. Somebody say, I'm more than them. Yeah, you have to say that. Verse 26, behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? So you're better than any fowls of the air. That means you're better than an eagle. You don't worship eagles. There are people who worship different kinds of birds. Vulture, eagles, sparrows, whatever it is. Because they don't know who they are. But we know who we are. Amen. Your power is not coming from an ego or an ego feather. God say you are more. Did you just read that? Say you are more than the fowls of the air. Do eagles fly in the air? Do sparrows fly in the air? Does it matter what species of fowls in the air? You are more than all of it. God says you are more. You are on top of that ladder. You are not underneath it. So don't go out there and see birds, flocks of birds come and say, oh, I'm so scared, I'm so scared. What's that? God said you are more than them. So you should not be afraid of that. He's giving us authority over everything that flies, that moves. If it moves, you are the boss. If it flies, you are the boss. So this is how you think and this is how you act. Things that used to frighten you should not frighten you. Say amen. Somebody say there's no fear in me because I'm in God. Yes, you are in God. He lives in you. Amen. When you gave him your heart, he came, you invited him, so he's living in you. Have you seen the Lord Jesus afraid of anything? So, we're not going to take thought about rubbish and garbage. Amen? We're going to take the thought of God and know who we are. We are the children of the Most High God. Hallelujah. We are the children of the Most High, not most low, Most High. The highest. You are his child. Never compare your earthly parents to God. There is no comparison. God is love. Pure love. Agape love. Don't compare him to your uncle or your brother or any human. Don't compare him to your pastor or your bishop or whoever. God is pure love and pure light. Let's move on. 27. Say, which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? All right, we already know a cubit is the length. You see your elbow to your middle finger. That's not the middle finger for people swearing, you know. But from any, so well, that's a cubit. Okay, so we say it's 18 inches. So sometimes some people are short. Oh, but if it's 18, but that's what it's supposed to be. Okay, remember they didn't, that's from your elbow to your middle finger. That's a cubit. So I think Apostle told us 18 inches. So it's average 18 inches. There's debate on up and down, but we take it as 18. So you can go measure whether you are that tall when you get home. But nevertheless, just know, you cannot add that no matter what size you are. So if you are a baby, just growing, they don't have that much. But say even that much length, you cannot add. You can't even add a finger size. What is God saying to us? Since we cannot add to ourselves, we should depend on him who adds and multiplies our life. Say, Lord, add to my life your goodness. Multiply them in my life and in my family. Say amen. Next verse, 28. And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. Well, lilies, in they are like wildflowers, they grow. So the best comparison I can use here is like dandelions. Do you grow dandelions in your yard? They just show up. And we weed them. Right? Well, dandelion's supposed to be a healthy herb. Something you can eat. But don't go eat the ones that you've sprayed with chemicals. All right? So they just grow. Nobody plants them. God is saying, I took more time to decorate and color and design and beautify wildflowers like lilies. No, Jesus is called the lily of what? The valley. He can show up anywhere, anytime. May he show up in my house. May he show up in your house. Can you invite him to show up in your house? Say, Lord, show up in my house. Yes, you don't invite dandelions. They show up. They just show up. Now, dandelions is not found in every country. It's just something that's common here. So like lilies, they were flowers that grew in Israel. So I don't know if they're still growing common wild like that, but I used to have one in my yard. Somebody gave me, when I moved from that property, when we sold it, I never took a portion of that. But they're beautiful little white flowers. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He said, why take it thought for raiment? So all your life, you will be clothed. Say, Lord, take care of all my clothing. All my life. Some people, their vision for clothing is only Value Village. You can start there, but move. Say amen. You should be the one start donating to Value Village. We started, there was no Value Village when we started, but there was Salvation Army. That was our store. I knew all the Salvation Army in this city. I'm talking about 40-something years ago. That's where all our clothing, our shoes came from. Now, for those listening from other countries, it means like second used clothes. Well, I grew up, never wore one used clothes in my life. But when we came, you're not allowed to walk. You had to do everything by the book. You just starting the ministry, going to school. We had to become students. I was already a teacher when I came to this country, but you have to go back to school so you can keep your legal paper to be able to stay. So go back to university. Having babies and going to universities. I don't know how we did it, and having church and doing all of it. But God is our strength. Say amen. What do you do? Your budget is small. The government of our country, parents used to send us money and sponsor, but the government said, no foreign exchange, can't get out. So now, what do they say? You are between what? A rock and a hard place. You can't go cheat and be walking under the table because we are already ministers. We know God. So we're not going to be lying to go do something. So you believe God. And you call upon his name. The baby needs diaper. The other one needs to be put in a daycare. I have to go to university. Apostle have to drive out of town to go and come. 1 hour to go and come back every day. And I have to go to university. I don't have a bus pass. So I walk. One baby in the belly, one to the daycare. So we carry one to the daycare far away. Not too far from here, St. John. I used to come all this way. I don't know. I must have had a different kind of feet then. I think back and I say, what kind of speed was on my feet? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Mind you, we were younger then too. So praise the Lord. And then walk to University of Winnipeg. Yes, every day. And we're still making good grades. And people were always counseling. I go to the university, I have a whole bunch of people. Then we just had new Chinese students and Malaysian, different people. So some people listening now, we know they were part of, they have an issue. I spend my time mostly talking to people and helping them with their need. But God took care of my need. Make sure I pass all my courses. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. See, come home, cook, clean. And do everything else, and take care of babies, and take care of church. And I used to have a lot of customers who used to call me in the night. 3 a.m. they would call. I can't sleep. So I go, why can't? That's when I used to answer midnight calls. I don't do that anymore. If you call, I'm going to deal with you. So, and I go, I can't sleep. So I look at their age. I say, okay, let's help them. So I do that 3-4 times. After that, they call me again. I say, why can't you see? Say, my cat. I say, put the cat out. That was the end of that conversation. No more sweetie. So sweet doesn't work with that. You deal with things. Because if I get, with all the things that are in my plate, if I get sick, that will not be good. My life is supposed to serve many people. Next. Not one draining you. Praise the Lord. You don't allow things to drain you. You are here to serve every one of us. Say amen. Praise God. Well, we got into some stories now. So, Salvation Army was the store. We used to go. $5 was the budget. Apostle needs suit. We got it for $5. But then I took hours to go through the whole rack. Everything stinks there. You keep going. Until you can find a new one with a tag. Because some of the big stores, like the Bay Eatings, they don't have that here anymore now. And they have new ones from their old inventory. And you get them for $5. So my budget is stretched. So our need are met. That was necessary. But we got trained. But we're calling on the Lord. Calling on the Lord. Take care of our need. Did we go hungry one day? No. God provided. Food came to my house. Just like Elijah received food, we received food. Not once human being was told. But God's ear was told. He was training us for the supernatural. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Otherwise, who knows, we could have still been depending on parents and never grow up. When we came, we were always having parties. We had pool parties because we had money. One of our country dollar then will give you 2.5 American dollars. So we had money, so we were doing pool party. We paid the bill. We didn't know that here in Canada, you take somebody out, They pay their bill, you pay your own bill. We were paying for everyone. If 10 people came, you paid for everyone. So how long do you think the money is going to last? So we were trained and we grew up. So praise the Lord. Once in a while, you still pay for somebody, but you got to... They say, sew your coat according to the size of cloth you have. Right? Well, praise the Lord. So you can grow. So from $5, say, God, one day I just told that person, I say, I heard it in my spirit. You cannot go there anymore. If you can get something here for $5, you can get it in the regular store. I just told him, from now on, we're never going there again. We're going to get stuff at Eatings or at the Bay. Praise the Lord. And guess what? We moved, and we never went back. May you move from when the Spirit of God tells you something, move. Move immediately. That means that door has been opened. I hope you hear me and hear me clearly. If you hear me, say praise the Lord. When God whispers or says something to you, change immediately. Don't analyze, just run with it. Amen. We moved. I can get some $5, one something, sometimes free. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God is good. You just say, God, take care of me. And you know what? He's promoted now. I don't even wear $5 stuff. Now he's promoted. And he's taking care of me in every direction. I say, Lord, take care of me. Can you ask the Lord to take care of you? Take care of your family. So this way you don't spend your... God said, don't think those thoughts. Don't waste your second. Use your hour, your moment, your thoughts to be saying, God, what do you want? Who do you want saved today? Who should I be praying for? Those are good things. Jesus says his meat is doing what the Father has sent him to do. May you have a different kind of a meal in the name of Jesus. 29, yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. What? King Solomon was the richest king that lived in his days. And God says, the lilies, what I spent on them to make them is more than what I put on King Solomon, the wisest king. God gave him wisdom. May you receive your portion from the Lord. Say, Lord, beautify my life. Verse 30, wherefore, if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? May your faith increase tonight to believe God for great things. Say amen. So, grass, we cut them. They grow fast, we cut them, they are gone. And God say, I clothe them. So things that you're actually looking at are not things you think they are. They are more than what you think. So spend time thinking the thoughts of God. 31, therefore take no thought. Another one again. Do what? Take no thought. So thoughts will always come broadcasting themselves. Broadcasting themselves. All the time. Coming. It's almost like they're coming against you. They are there in your face. If you watch TV, there are commercials. Did you ask for those commercials? Commercials are there. Now, if you stick to it for a while, or somebody in the commercial is eating popcorn or eating something after a while or drinking something, the next thing you say, I'm thirsty. You were never thirsty. They've broadcasted suggestion because you stayed on it. Your thoughts have stayed on that. So you are going to now do what? React. Act upon it. Let us keep our mind on the Lord so we act on the things God wants us to act on. Say amen. Especially during Super Bowl, what do you do? Drinks are there. As they show the commercial, we don't drink beer as Christians, but we have root beer. Non-alcoholic drinks, you have yours. You're not thirsty, you don't want that. But you're going to get it. May we not become puppets of thoughts that don't belong in our lives. You should be saying a big amen. Say, Lord, eradicate suggestive thoughts that are not from you in my life. In Jesus' name. 31. Therefore, take no thought. Another one again. Take no thought saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or wherewithal shall we be clothed? Did I not read all this before? We're reading it again. 32. We read it before, so it's repeating it. Right? So emphasis. Emphasis. For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. Well, may you become the family of God. Amen. Gentiles were heathen. People were not part of the covenant of God. But since Jesus died for us, we are now part. We've been grafted in. Amen. For your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all these things. All the things you need in your life, God knows you. You need, He will provide. Your house, your children's education, your grandchildren's education, your health, their well-being, the state of their mind, whatever thoughts the enemy is broadcasting and saying, look, 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 this is negative, negative, then no, you turn it around. Say, my heavenly Father knows this need and He has provided for me. Praise the Lord. He has provided a will, and His will is good. His will is guaranteed. His will is usable. Say amen. So you speak back. You don't think. When the enemy is broadcasting those thoughts, speak to those things. And say, get out of here, my heavenly... Did Jesus say, your heavenly Father? Is that not what it says? Your heavenly Father has provided. Say, Lord, I thank you that I've been provided for. My need are met in Christ Jesus according to your riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Say amen. Say, my God shall supply your need according to His riches in glory. And His riches in glory, say, we read it, Jeremiah 29:11 says, I know the thought I have for you. I've made great plans for you. And what I expect is what's going to happen. Say amen. Verse 33, but seek ye first. This is our part. Of all the things we've been reading tonight, this is the part you have to do. The rest, God is doing it. You only ask one assignment here. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Whatever the king says in his domain, that's what we do. Amen? Seek righteousness, not vengeance. Some people are so full of vengeance. May you be free from those thoughts. The Lord will avenge you of all your adversaries. So you don't even have to think about that either. God says, I will smite all your enemies. So you don't have to be thinking about that. Let God be God and just do your part. Seek. So this is where it's a focus on His kingdom. What's happening in the kingdom today? Well, in God's kingdom today, the news is good news. Salvation. Somebody's got to be saved. If you don't know anybody that needs to be saved, start praying for your neighbors. You have neighbors to your front, to your side, behind you. Pray for them. Say, Lord, I bless that house. Yeah. And bless your church family. Bless your extended family. Say amen. You begin to pray. So occupy yourself. Pray for your church to grow. Pray for your family members to grow in God. Pray for your friends. Even the people you think you don't like, pray for them so that they can come into the kingdom and then they'll become likable. Say amen. All right. We will seek. Somebody say, I will seek the kingdom of God. Verse 34, we're almost done. Say, take therefore, again, no thought for tomorrow. Don't think about your future. Say, don't think about it. Thought. What did I say? Thought is what? Thinking. Isn't it? Take no thought. So there we come, but don't take it. If there are family members that have had problems with their back and they have disc and all that problem, don't start saying, oh my goodness, I'm probably going to have that. What's that? Just say, that's not my portion. My disc. You touch your disc every day. Touch your spine. They're so healthy. My joints and my marrow, they're supplied by the word of God. Hallelujah. I'm flexible. I can bend down and I can stand up. You begin to speak. Speak to them. Take that thought captive. Praise the Lord. Take it captive. So it looks like, I don't know where the time goes. Did somebody push the clock? Let's do verse 34. Praise the Lord. 34. Take therefore no thought for tomorrow, for tomorrow shall take thought for the things of itself. God has designed it. Everything that concerns tomorrow. You know, there's no tomorrow in God. Everything is now in God. Right? It's we that have all these time zones. There's no time zone in God. Praise the Lord. Everything God does, he's looking down. He's above it all. Hallelujah. And where he is, where he lives, is not controlled by sun, moon, and stars. He is the light. Hallelujah. Sun, moon, and stars were created to control seasons. So we can have day and night. Some of you have bug eye looking at me. Just read your Bible, Genesis 1. Go read it. They're made for seasons. So that's why we can have a winter, summer, fall. The things that control those things are sun, moon. That controls the season. They don't control God. God made them to take care. So we can know when to sleep and wake up. But in your body, God has designed a rhythm where you can sleep. You have your own clock. Praise the Lord. And you can wake up. You sleep. When you sleep, you have no idea what you're doing. But you wake up when you have to wake up. Praise the Lord. Can you shout hallelujah? God said, I've taken care of tomorrow. He sees the tomorrow. You don't see it. He sees it. I say, tomorrow I've designed it. Tomorrow will take care of itself. Is that not in your Bible? He said, evil is only present, sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. You already plot and plan and say, this is her. This is my nest egg. It's called nest egg. What happens to eggs? They break and they... May you have God, not nest egg. You should have said a big amen. Because there are a lot of people who have created a nest egg and they had what? Nothing. You should plan, but let God take care of every plan. If he tells you do this, do that. Amen. All right, I got to stop. So praise the Lord. There's much more to share, so we can do that another time. So praise the Lord. Rise with me and let us pray. Why don't you pray for yourself and say, Lord, touch my thoughts. Help me to focus on you and what you want. That's seeking the kingdom of God. To seek his kingdom, you got to put the word of God inside you. If you don't know the word of God, you don't know what God wants. That's his will for us. So you say, Lord, you pray that. Say, Lord, give me a desire, a genuine heart desire to seek you, to read your word, to digest your word, to meditate on your word, to know what you have for me, to take what you have given to me, to take your will and not mine. Let your will be done in my life. Touch my thoughts. Cleanse my thoughts. Let my thoughts from this day onward be the thoughts you have for me. Let me think higher thoughts. Let me think thoughts of victory, thoughts of success, thoughts of health, thoughts of wealth, thoughts of peace, thoughts of joy. Remove every evil thought from my mind. In the name of Jesus, anoint my eyes to see clearly. So see the things you want me to see. Let my life not be manipulated by thoughts that wants to bring me down. I think the thoughts of God from now on. To touch yourself, say, I think the thoughts of God from now on. That means whatever he says in his word is how I think. And that's what I see. If you believe this, say amen. Amen. Father, we thank you for every one of us. Thank you, Lord, that you are helping us right now to renew our mind and transform us. We are thinking higher thoughts, greater thoughts, because our Heavenly Father does not think defeat and failure. We receive your thoughts only in our mind, and we speak the things you have called us to speak. We thank you for total provision for everything. Our raiment, our food, our drinks, our clothing, our shelter, everything has been taken care of by our Heavenly Father. You told us we are more than the lilies. We are more than the fowls of the air. We are more than the grass of the field. We receive what you say about us. We receive that and they are functioning in our lives. We receive your now in our lives. We do not worry about tomorrow. We cast all those cares aside. In the name of Jesus, thank you for taking care of us. Thank you for taking care of our church. The need here are met in the name of Jesus. Families here, their need are met in the name of Jesus. Ministers here, their need are met in the name of Jesus. Lord, we give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. Can you praise him? Can you praise him? Say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm free from all kinds of rubbish thoughts. I'm now full of higher thoughts that come from the Most High God. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right. If you didn't give your seat yet, make sure you do so. Praise the Lord. And Apostle asked me to remind us, we still need some, because he didn't get all he needed before he went for the mission. So encourage everybody to do your best and give. We still have to free some slaves. And I think he saw two of them today, so he's going to see more. So praise the Lord. So, and let us give God praise. Amen. Thank God for the freedom we have. We want other people to be free. We don't only free them, we also start a little business for them so they can take care of their family after they've been freed. Amen. Praise the Lord. Someone said they're still doing slavery till now. Yes, we have a world that has gone somewhere. May the Lord draw them back to himself. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God in the highest. Yes. All right. Father, bless every seed sown. Bless your people. Continue to replenish them, refresh them, rejuvenate them, add to their life, and multiply their seed sown. For he gives seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So multiply their seed sown. And thank you for taking care of the need of the people and setting the captives free. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, let me do a quick greetings. Well, those of you online, God bless you. I'm so glad you joined us. Friday, there's prayer meeting, and then Sunday a.m. at 10, there's service, and then 7 p.m., there's another service. Praise God. All right, let me greet our people online. Well, Brother John Bison, shalom. God bless you. And Sister Pat.